Chapter 52, Nehemiah, Man of Prayer in Action. This chapter is based on Nehemiah, one of the Hebrew exiles, occupied a position of influence in the Persian court and was admitted freely to the royal presence. He had become the monarch's friend and counselor. However, though surrounded by pomp and splendor, he did not forget God nor his people. His heart turned toward Jerusalem. Through this man, God purposed to bring blessing to his people. By messengers from Judea, the Hebrew patriot learned that the returned exiles in the chosen city were suffering. The work of restoration was hindered, the temple services were disturbed, and the walls of the city were still largely in ruins. Overwhelmed with sorrow, Nehemiah could neither eat nor drink. In grief, he turned to the divine helper. "I prayed before the God of heaven." He pleaded that God would maintain the cause of Israel, restore their courage and strength, and help them build up the waste places. As Nehemiah prayed, his faith and courage grew. He pointed to the dishonor that would be cast on God if his people should be left in weakness and oppression. He urged the Lord to bring to pass his promise given to Israel through Moses before they entered Canaan. See, God's people had now returned to him in penitence, and his promise would not fail. Now Nehemiah resolved that if he could obtain the consent of the king and the necessary material, he would himself undertake the task of rebuilding the walls of Jerusalem and restoring Israel's national strength. And he asked the Lord to grant him the king's favor that his plan might be carried out. "Prosper, I pray thee, thy servant this day," he entreated, "and grant him mercy in the sight of this man."